The international champions of women's a cappella barbershop singing, the Lionsgate Sweet Adeline's Chorus, performed a final victory lap at the Sweet Adeline's International Competition in Kansas City, Missouri this fall. Gibson's-based chorister Connie Johnston was among the 100 members who delivered a 30-minute spectacle on October 31 that included instant costume changes, precision choreography, and expertly rendered performance of close harmony. "As outgoing world champions, we were not allowed to compete, but were expected to deliver a performance as outgoing champs," said Johnston. Johnston was the director of a former women's chorus on the coast known as Arbutus Sounds. 2024 is the Lionsgate Chorus's 70th anniversary year, said musical director Sandy Marin. "This community actually creates life-changing relationships and experiences. Our impossible dream may have taken a bit of time, but it did happen, and it can happen for any one of us. If you believe and give it everything you've got, anything is possible, but first, you dream." A recording of the Swan Song by the Lionsgate Chorus, a performance that eludes the strongest superlatives in the art beat arsenal, is available for viewing online by browsing to youtube.com/@sweetadelinesinternational. Christmas has a dozen days. An annual musical tradition on the Sunshine Coast is serving up another set of choral offerings to celebrate Christmas with a nod to its ancient foundations. The Motet Chamber Choir is a group of singers dedicated to performing sacred music. "It seeks to bring the beauty of church music to where it is most missed and needed," said director David Poon. MOTET's 12 Days of Christmas program runs on December 30 at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Sechelt, following an appearance at Vancouver's St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church on December 28. The music starts at 3 p.m., recognizing overlooked festivities occurring between December 25 and January 6 each year. The lineup includes words from prophecies of Isaiah concerning the advent of King David, the Coventry Carol, which recalls infants massacred by King Herod, and remembrances of three different popes for various contributions to history. Perennial favorite composers David Wilcox and Herbert Howells will be sung alongside works by Renaissance composer Francisco Guerrero and living composer Barnaby Smith. An admission donation of $15 to $25 is suggested for those who are able. A place for light to grow. The Sunshine Coast Botanical Garden is preparing an illuminating vigil to mark the longest night of the year, to anticipate the return of the sun's light, and to give thanks for winter rest and renewal. It's family-friendly solstice celebration, on December 21, from 4 to 7 p.m., will include story theater, a lantern procession through the garden, and fireside music. Lanterns and artistic elements have been created by artists Hazel Bell Koski, Julia Booth, Leslie Cumming, and Sarah Noni. Admission to the evening celebration is by donation. Theater to foster filmmakers. The Raven's Cry Theater in Sechelt has announced a competition for young filmmakers, individuals or groups, between the ages of 13 and 19. Movies must be under 10 minutes, but can embrace any genre or theme. The competition follows industry-accepted practices for film development. A one-page proof of concept must be sent to organizers by January 10. A storyboard and shot list should follow by March 7. Final submissions are to be sent by April 4 at noon. Impassioned indie filmmakers should email ravenscryinfo@gmail.com to register for the event. More cases to crack. There are rumblings across Highway 101 communities about a potential renewal of the Fox Entertainment-backed TV series Murder in a Small Town. Its first season, which aired early this fall, brought detective stories by L.R. Wright to the small screen in an episodic format that starred Rossif Sutherland and Kristin Crook. According to producer Nick Orchard, Fox hasn't made it official, but it looks all but a certainty. "They have us writing scripts, preparing budgets and schedules." The series, which was praised by internet reviewers as an easygoing crime drama, involved scores of local extras and crew members during springtime production of its inaugural 8 episodes. A decision by Fox Entertainment is expected in the next few weeks.